You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. With each changing season comes a different crop of delicious vegetables. In the spring, we've got asparagus. In the summer, it's tomatoes and eggplants and zucchini.
And in the fall, we get the heartier squash. I look forward to that. And in the winter, root vegetables take their place on our dining room tables.
And we tend to think of our food world in four seasons, but our Food Friday guest says that vegetables actually have six seasons, and there are some steps that home cooks can take to get the most flavor out of their veggies if they eat them at the best time.
Joshua McFadden joins us now. He's a chef in Portland, Oregon. More importantly, he's originally from Wisconsin. He's the author of Six Seasons, A New Way with Vegetables. Joshua, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
Well, I understand you get some of your inspiration from gardens here in Wisconsin growing up. Can you talk about that?
I certainly do. I grew up around farms all over the place in Wisconsin. I was born in Racine and grew up in the Waterford area. I went to school in Union Grove. My grandparents always had gardens, and my aunt had a big old farm, so it's very inspiring.
And you want us to think about that farm to fork world. There it is, in seasons, Joshua. But you don't think of it as four seasons, which is how we normally think about it. You divide it up into six seasons. Why go for six?
Well, I think it was more about a conversation about having the little micro moments of when things are at their best, and also, most importantly, when they're not. I think that it's too easy to be able to go to the grocery store in January and buy tomatoes, and I just think that we need to get over that. It's not good for anybody, and they don't taste good. So I think the more in season you are, the more rewarding the food is, and it's just part of everything that's happening at that time, so it's kind of a little mini celebration.
Well, of course, it is the spring season here in Wisconsin. Got my first bit of CSA. The asparagus was there, ramps, chives, that sort of thing.
What do you get most? Ramps.
What do you get most? Well, maybe I'll ask you ramps. What kind of things can you do with ramps? What gets you excited about ramp season?
Honestly, it's actually one of my favorite pastas, and that's not even in the book. You can simply just saute the bottoms and then fold in the greens at the end, which is very simple, just honestly, olive oil and pasta. But there's a really cool recipe in the book that does call for ramps, and it's kind of like a sweet and sour preparation where we take the ramps, and there's some plumped raisins, pine nuts, chilies, and then olive oil, and that goes on top of a toasted bread with whipped ricotta.
Mm.
So that's really good. But then the other thing that's really fun right now is the asparagus. You said you had asparagus, which is amazing. And there's a really cool, really simple raw asparagus salad in the book, too, that's really fun.
Yeah, raw. And in the interest of full disclosure, I had asparagus. It's gone already. But I saw that raw asparagus. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it's like, my restaurant in Portland is Italian, and that's the style of food that I enjoy the most. And I think it's like most things should be raw. You should have like raw preparations when they're starting out from the garden and in the kitchen. And then kind of like you follow that through, and all of a sudden you start realizing that the asparagus is juicy, and it's starting to taste a little bit more woody, or it's starting to even start not even cooking it at all and just let it go and move on to the next thing. But right when anything like asparagus, for example, comes in, it's so perfect just the way it is. So just do very little to it.
Sounds like that's kind of your thesis. When stuff first comes into season, you eat it raw, and then you wait a little while, and that's when you start to actually cook it, when you add the heat, you say.
Exactly. Like, corn is a great example, and in Wisconsin, even a better example. It's the best raw, honestly. Like, right when you first start getting corn in August, like, just right off the cob, take it off, and then toss it with a little salt, chilies, olive oil, lime juice, perfect. And then that, the sugars in that will start, like, changing, and it'll be a little bit more starchier. And then at that point, like, cook it and do all the things that you would normally do with it. But, yeah, I'm a big believer in all the things just being raw and very simple at first and then kind of following that through.
Let's get to some of the recipes you've shared with us. By the way, we've got these on the Central Time Facebook page. I'm a big fan of beets. I like beets raw, cooked, pickled, you name it. You've got a beet slaw. This sounds great with pistachios and raisin. Talk us through that.
Yeah, that's fun. Oh, man. It's really funny. I don't even know where the inspiration of that one came for a while, but it's one of our definite big hits at the restaurant. And, again, that's raw. So, I don't know. It's just a really simple idea to kind of play with pistachio butter. Pistachio butter is actually a really traditional thing in Italy. I don't think that they're using it the way that I was, but it just kind of paired really well because, like, classic beet and pistachio always goes, but then just kind of playing with that as in that butter form, and it just kind of took off from there.
And Josh, you have a very particular method for dressing a salad, and it's different than I've seen before, where you kind of put the whole dressing together and then you toss it, you try to toss it thoroughly. You have kind of layers that you add one at a time. Can you walk us through that, since we're getting into the season where tender greens, these spring greens, are first coming up?
Sure. Well, starting even before you get the tender greens, I think that there's vinegars that are in the book that I call out, Cat being one of my favorites. It's from Napa Valley, and really for what it is, I mean, you can mail order it. It's not very expensive at all, and it's just honestly probably one of the best vinegars that we've ever produced in America. And it's naturally sweet. They leave the grapes on the vine a little bit longer before they actually start harvesting it. And I've been using that for about 15 years now, and it was one of those first aha moments where it's just like you could literally put a splash of it into, like, sparkling water, and it's, like, very refreshing. And so that idea was, like, why would I mess with this, and why would I make vinaigrettes? Why would I just keep this very simple? And then it just kind of occurred to me that you can kind of really, like, start, you know, with lemon juice or, like, this vinegar that I'm describing, tossing the green or tossing the vegetable in that is exactly what you're trying to do, is add acidity to that and add a little bit more flavor to the sum of the parts. And then from that next step, then start adding a really great olive oil, because that has flavor as well and has the fat that binds it all together. And I really liked separating those things, and I feel like I've learned a lot more about food that way, of with everything, not just salads, but even with, like, corn, as we were talking about, or asparagus, like, making that taste great with the acid and with what you're trying to do first is almost enough. And then when you add a great olive oil, you're adding another layer of flavor to it. And I don't know, it's something that's always resonated. It's not even something that was ever, I wasn't taught that. I just kind of learned that on accident, I think.
I want to check out another recipe. Speaking of the salad territory, radishes aren't too far off here in Wisconsin. Radishes with tomatoes, sunflower seeds, and lemon. This looks like another simple one with flavors that sound like they're going to pop really well together.
Actually, it's radishes with tomato.
You know what? You're right. That's two N's, and I read it as an F.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's start
there. Which is funny, because if you text tomato, it'll come up as tomato. Yeah. So you're not too far off.
I auto-corrected in my brain. What is tomato?
Tomato is it's basically like, it's a tuna mayonnaise. So it just tastes.
That's
like
really different than what I thought then.
Yeah, exactly.
You could substitute like tomato in that back and forth.
It tastes
though.
Like a tuna sandwich, honestly.
Wow.
Tomato is a classic Italian condiment for a dish that they have over there. I've been using it for years as a condiment for dipping vegetables with crudités and with fried vegetables, and basically anything you put at it is going to be great with it. That dish is awesome. It's so simple. Once you make the tomato once, then you'll understand what I'm saying, because it just applies to so many different things. And we've never not had it at a restaurant, or I've never not had it at an event where somebody's like, what is this? So it's a really simple, very special thing, and then tossed with radishes. It's just a play on the idea of, like, the classic radish and good butter idea. Again, that fat kind of, like, taking away some of the bite and the fire from the radish, and then having that awesome kind of, like, fishy taste with the, and then the sunflowers kind of complement that.
And you've got a whole bunch of kind of simple sauces in your book that you can dip your veggies into. Are there any others you can walk us through that might be easy to put together?
I think they all are. You know, that was like the whole reason I wrote this book and broke it up like that. I read so many books, that's all I ever read. And I do it for a different reason. And a lot of books that I'm looking at are these chef-driven things, and they're kind of telling me more than teaching me how to cook things. And I just wanted to write kind of like a textbook, like, here, do this, and this will go with this and this. But just as I said, the tomato, like, once you make it, there's several recipes in it, in the book, that apply, but then there's also, like, it'll make a connection. You'll be like, oh, this would be good with this. So one of the other sauces that I love is a caper raisin vinaigrette, which is amazing with basically everything. Actually, when we're writing it, my editor was like, okay, we have to stop using this now on everything, because it literally is that good. And for whatever reason, it tastes like Chinese food.
Yeah, it doesn't seem obvious, capers and raisins.
Yeah.
I totally stole that. It says it in the book, too. There's this Australian chef that, again, reading a cookbook like 3 or 4 years ago, and I saw this, and I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And then I made it, and I was like, wow. So So that was like one of those aha moments. The other really, really good one is the spicy fish sauce. I think we call it spicy fish sauce. because it's not just fish sauce. It's kind of fortified with some garlic and some like fresh chilies, a little bit of water, vinegar, and a little bit of sugar to balance it out. That's really good too. I mean, that's again great with just like vegetables and cucumbers and fried things. It's great with steak. It's great with everything. Tomatoes.
And what are you most looking forward to? We're getting, you know, this is the very beginning, at least in Wisconsin. I don't know what it's like in Portland, but in Wisconsin, this is the beginning of the growing season. I think morels were at the market last week in Madison. What are you looking forward to?
Honestly, it's so funny. I mean, I know you've had a similar winter as we all have, I think, everywhere, which was a pretty shocking winter. So it's just, it's so fun, honestly, when things just start coming in back in the season, like going through the asparagus or going through this, like we just got strawberries.
Mm.
And it's so fun to be able to be like, I haven't had a strawberry since last year, and I know like that, I don't want to sound like preachy or anything or like whatever, but it's so fun to eat like that. It's so fun to be able to be like, oh wow, this is clearly amazing because it's just like from today, pulled out of the ground. So I like going through all the seasons. I think it's like really fun. So I'm not really, there's nothing I'm in anticipation for. I'm really excited just watching it all happen right now. We're just starting to get peas, we have sugar snaps. Favas are coming in, like I said, morels, all the different mushrooms. So it's just really fun to kind of go through the whole thing.
Joshua, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
That was Joshua McFadden, chef based in Portland, Oregon, and a native Wisconsinite. He's also the author of the book Six Seasons, A New Way with Vegetables. And he joined us on this week's installment of Food Friday, talking about the best ways to use vegetables at their peak.